5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he's screamed in his sleep since childhood, but never remembers doing it. The problem is, other people always do. Is it paranormal?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is Real Ghost Stories Online, and we thank you so much for listening. So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. So call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would like to become a premium subscriber, please do. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories. Kathy Gordon's here today.
I sure am. How's the weather?
Oh, my gosh. So weather is like the snow isn't as bad as what I thought it would be. We might have 5 or 6 inches. It's really cold. But the real problem with all this is my dog will not go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's the worst.
We're recording at 6 o'clock p.m. My dog has not gone to the bathroom since 8 a.m. And I even tried walking him, which was pretty miserable. I have shoveled the snow in the backyard, so he's got plenty of place to go. Yeah, mm-hmm. In a big circle. Like, I shoveled it. I have shoveled it 3 times today. Oh. And he just, I don't know what to do. So here we are recording, and I don't know. My dog could be, like, in the kitchen doing his business for all I know.
You know.
He has never gone to the bathroom in the house, but you never know. Today could be the day.
The poor guy has to do it this one time. I guess that's what it is.
But when I tried to walk him, like, I carried him out to the street where people have driven, not very much, but it's packed a little bit. And he walked a little bit, got in his paws. He starts shaking so bad, it's like he's having a seizure because he's so cold. And he had his heavy sweater on, and I'm like, gosh darn. But
yeah, once I get the ice in the paws, it's really hard to do anything at that point.
But, you know, it's for us, luckily, it could have been so much worse. We still might get few more inches tonight, but you know, man, it's like for a storm to affect 200 million people.
I know, and I feel bad for the ice people.
Yeah, and I haven't heard
ice.
I haven't heard any updates on, you know, what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, I think it's just starting to hit that direction now, and I am real worried about the ice that's going to happen in the south. You know, below everything, because that will be nasty. My son is stuck in Los Angeles. He went out there for a conference, and they've canceled like all the flights practically. quickly. So he's, I don't know what he'll do. I guess hang out in sunny LA for a couple
Kathy
days.
Kathy and I were talking about it yesterday. I'm like, he ain't getting home. There's no way a flight on Saturday is going to fly to Philadelphia where they're in the middle of their own storm warnings. Yeah, it's just, it's really something. It's a huge, huge winter storm.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're just completely just standing by watching up here because there's nothing going on here.
Yeah, I know. So, that's kind of awesome for you.
It's awesome for me. Yeah. But, you know, I feel bad for everybody else watching it because I have all my family and friends down there going, you know, all this stuff going through there. But
yeah, anyway. I have been in the house all day. And you know me, I am a dedicated dog walker. I will go two times every day. I went two times yesterday. It was below below zero, I mean. But I still bundled up and I went a ways. But today it's like, it's, I just can't. He needs them little booties on. Yeah. And I don't have any.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he walk in the little booties anyway. He's very proud.
I've never gotten a dog to walk in them.
Well, you want to talk about a ghost story?
Let's do. I really do.
So it says, hey guys, I've lived in the same general area my whole life. Rural, quiet, lots of woods, lots of farmland, the kind of place where people don't lock their doors during the day and everyone knows everyone's grandparents. I live with my grandparents now, mostly to help them out, but also because it made sense for me financially. Ever since I was a kid, I've apparently screamed in my sleep. I say apparently because I've never remembered doing it. No nightmares, no waking up panicking, no sweating, waking up sweating or scared. I'd go to bed, fall asleep, wake up feeling totally normal. And when I was younger, sleepovers were always an issue. Friends would wake me up in the middle of the night asking if I was okay because I had just screamed, like full-on, blood-curdling screams. It really freaked people out. I imagine it would. My parents took me to the doctor when I was little, thinking it was night terrors or anxiety or something. Nothing ever came of it, and as I got older, it happened less and less, and by the time I was in my late teens, I assumed it had stopped completely until last year. My dad and I hunt together every year. It's something we've always done. It's one of the few times we really slow down and just exist without distractions. We were out on family land one weekend, and instead of sitting together in the deer stand like usual, I decided to post up farther out into the woods. I found a good spot near a tree line, leaned back against a tree trunk, and figured I'd stay alert, but I didn't. I'd been really tired from working that week, running on very little sleep, and at some point I must have just fallen asleep. I don't remember falling asleep, and I don't remember dreaming. I just remember waking up suddenly, disoriented, with that heavy feeling you get when you weren't supposed to sleep in the first place. The first thing I noticed was my phone. I had several missed calls and a text from my dad asking if I was okay and telling me he was coming to get me. I texted back immediately, telling him I was fine, asking him what was wrong, and he responded almost right away and said he had heard me scream. Not nearby, far away. He said it was loud enough that it carried through the woods, clear enough that he knew it was me, and that's what made him panic. I checked my phone battery while we were texting. It had been around 60% when I sat down earlier. Now it was at 1%. I assumed it was the cold draining faster. But what was strange was that it stayed at 1% the entire time we were messaging back and forth. It didn't die. It didn't shut off. As soon as the conversation ended and he turned back toward the cabin, my battery jumped back up. I told myself, it was a glitch. Phones do weird things. I didn't scream, or at least I didn't remember screaming. I felt fine. No headache, no fear, no nothing. I let it go. A few weeks later, something else happened. My grandparents have a motion-activated doorbell camera. It sends a short video clip to their phones whenever it detects movement. I work late hours, so I'm usually coming home after midnight, which means it records me almost every night. One morning, my grandmother asked me if I'd brought someone home with me. I said no, and I asked why. She didn't answer right away. Instead, she told me she wanted to show me something. But she seemed hesitant, almost nervous about it. When she pulled up the footage, I understood why. The video showed me walking up the porch steps, reaching for the door. Everything looked normal at first. Then just behind me, there was something else. It wasn't solid in the way a person is, but it wasn't misty either. It had shape. You could see the outline of a head, shoulders, even where eyes and a nose should be. It was positioned close enough that if it had been a real person, I would have felt them behind me, but I hadn't. And what made it worse was this wasn't a one-time thing. The same shape appeared in another clip from a different night. Again behind me, again facing the camera. Eventually, the videos disappeared on their own. My grandparents didn't want to talk about it much after that. My cousin, on the other hand, had a theory right away. She said it reminded her of my great-grandmother who passed away a few years ago. I'd been with her when she died, holding her hand until the very end. "She's just watching out for you," my cousin said. I don't know if I believe that or not. I don't know if I believe any one explanation fits everything. But I do know that the screaming, the woods, the phone, the footage doesn't feel like isolated incidents anymore. It feels like something brushing up against me when I'm not fully conscious, when I'm asleep, half awake, or unaware. And that somehow it makes it harder to ignore. Thanks for everything you do. Hearing other people talk about experiences like this makes it easier to admit some things don't come with clear answers. That's from Robert. I kind of think these are two totally different things.
Yeah, I do too.
Because actually, we just had that extended conversation in an episode recently about dreams, sleep issues called parasomnias. And really what he's doing kind of fits a night terrors sort of parasomnia, where it, even though parasomnia sounds paranormal, it really isn't. But because screaming in your sleep is a night terror symptom. A lot of people who have night terrors will scream in their sleep and they don't remember it. So I could see, you know, he goes off on his own, falls asleep while deer hunting, totally get that. They're out in the country. Sound can carry a long ways.
Yeah.
So I could see that being a sleep issue.
Well, in
he has you, history of it.
Well, in you, I remember that there was this experience you had with a girlfriend. And
with
I,
Lynn,
I mean,
yeah, I
too.
Was just talking about it recently.
And how she had screaming in the night while you guys were on a cruise ship together.
Bloody murder like that.
And no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I mean, she did, I think, admit that, yes, she had these, but she didn't have any recollection of screaming. And so I really do think that that instance seems different than this other one. Now, could there have been some reason that the video was goofy? Like, it, you know, it was him, but it sort of separated into a shadow somehow with the camera being goofy or something behind him. I don't know. Like, it's weird. You could say, well, there was a glitch in it, and it, but it happened more than one time. And then oddly, those videos disappeared. They didn't delete them. They just seemed to go away on their own.
That's what it sounds like.
And that's odd to me.
I kind of like the cousin's idea of it being the grandmother. I would just run with that because, like, it would just make me feel better. You know, I wouldn't feel so freaked out about coming home late at night wondering if there's some entity behind me. I could just assume it's grandma.
Grandma, or maybe it doesn't seem like it's a negative one or anything, because there's not a lot of, you know, like bad types of experiences that seem to be going on around Robert. Robert seems to be a well-adjusted person. I'm thinking, you know, you could have A, grandmother, B, you know, kind of a supportive, kind of protective entity that's around you. And it just showed up a couple times on this thing. Or grandmother is your protective, you know, entity around you. I feel like there's something to that one. And they both were like, his grandmother and him at the same time were both like looking at it going, getting a chill. You know, getting that feeling.
And I get why he would connect them, because I do think a lot of sleep disorders present as paranormal. They do definitely feel paranormal, but that doesn't mean that they are.
Now, there was the weirdness with the phone, but whether that, you know, like it was showing it was at 1%, but then it bumped back up. That was a little
weird.
That
could be grandma too. I don't know.
But maybe there's, yeah, maybe there's something there. I'm not sure about that one, but I feel like the scream, since Robert had a history of screaming in his past, that's not so such a reach.
Yeah, agree.
You screamed there.
Yeah.
You know, so the other thing, they caught something.
I think they're two different things.
Yeah,
I do. But I just go with grandma. If I don't have a problem if my grandma was kind of making sure I get in the house late at night, no problem with that.
You know, sometimes it's what we got to tell ourselves so we feel a little better.
Exactly. Well, let's go to this caller.
This is William, and I have a few stories to tell you. By far, the first is the most intense, for me at least. Just for reference, I am a few months shy of turning 40 this year. So my first encounter with something paranormal happened in 1997 when I was a sophomore in high school. Now I have tinnitus, the ringing in the ears all the time. So back then, even I had it also. So like most people, when they have this, I use fans and white noise pretty much all the time. And every single night, I use it to sleep with. I also have a radio playing music, so my room is always having noise in there. I was asleep, not sure what time of the night, but it was in the middle of the night on a school night at that. Then I woke up, I looked around the room, and I was wide awake. The fan and music were still playing, and then it happened. First, the fan and music stopped. We did not lose power, but the noises were gone. Then from downstairs, I heard both of my parents yelling to me in a very angry voice. "Billy, come downstairs," said one of them. Then the other voice, "Billy, come downstairs now," said my other parent's voice. I'm not sure which was which. Then whatever it was that was doing that must have left, and the fan and radio came back on. Needless to say, I was pretty scared that night, and for a few days, I was not sure if it was going to return or what it even was. Of course, I got the usual dismissal. "Oh, you're just dreaming." No, I wasn't. My parents were asleep in their room and they didn't hear it. I was wide awake all night. I know two other stories, this is very mild. But still, it was my very first encounter with something like this. After this, nothing really happened for a few years, after high school at least. Then I had some lesser, but still some paranormal, I would consider, things happen. For example, I would be sleeping and have a very normal dream. A few days later or so, I would be in town, let's say at a restaurant, and see two people talking at another table, and they looked very familiar. I would get a bit cloudy and not really sure what was going on, but this is because I knew I saw them before. And in my head, I said what one person was going to say before they said it. It was very weird. Another example would be, a woman would be walking down the street and drop something. I knew she was going to do that before she did. I never warned them or brought it up. I just went about my day, thought it was weird, and just moved on. Then I started to get very overwhelming feelings of energy. I would know someone was coming, but I could not tell you who at first. The energy would go from my head all the way down to my toes, and I could feel it move down my entire body when it did that, slowly. Like when you put something over your head, like a big poncho or something, and you can just feel it move down your body. After a bit, when I was feeling like this, the name of the person would come into my head. It would just pop in there. And then a few minutes later, they were just arrive. When they did come in person, I did feel all the energy in my body just leave me. like I did. Mine was always very overwhelmingly full with energy, and it was always the person coming in person. They never called or they didn't text. They always saw them in person. So for my next actual paranormal story, it was, again, not too intense, but it still happened. In 2009, I was working construction on the lake, and one night I had another paranormal event. This was the last one as of today that I remember having. I was sleeping in this time in a different room. Now in this room, to the left-hand side of the bed, where when you were in it, there is a single nightstand. And on that had a lamp. This lamp is the style that you had to slide the bar to turn it on and off. It wasn't a turn or a light switch or anything else. It was a sliding bar. So I turn it off and go to sleep. At 3 a.m. on the dot, I wake up because the lamp is turning on and off. Not a flicker, but totally on. Wait a few seconds, then turned off. Then I keep repeating this. The bar on the lamp that was you slide was not sliding in any way, but the lamp was still totally on and off. This did not scare me, it just confused me more than anything. So I turned it off and went back to sleep. At 5 a.m., I woke up and it was doing it again. I just looked over and said, I have to work in 2 hours and please stop. After this, whatever was messing with my lamp never did it again. Okay, so that's the end of my immediate stories. I do have a few others to go, and I know my parents have had some, you know, mild to medium things that have happened. My mom, back in the 60s, went to actually see, like, one of those fortune teller psychics, and she gave her some type of story that ended up coming true to an extent. So I could always say that one later. It was pretty interesting. So just let me know what you think and what your interpretation, especially the first one that was the most extreme.
It's kind of interesting. Those experiences are all so different.
They are. Yeah, I'm like the first one with the white noise. And
boy, I can relate to that because I have the same problem.
Yeah, and I think that one gets me kind of in the gut because the noise just stops, you know, whatever's going on, the fan in the room, the, you know, whatever kind of noise thing, music, whatever he's got going at the time, just stops. And then he hears his parents calling him to come down. Now, I'm assuming at that moment that he felt it was wrong because he didn't go down, right?
Didn't sound like it.
It sounded because like somehow he knew his parents were in their room, not downstairs. And so he didn't go down there. And we've had this before where we've talked about this kind of mimicking entity where they sound like there's someone or present like there's somebody that you know, that you're comfortable with, but it's off. Something's not quite right. And so that is kind of one thing. The things that happen next with the dreams, that knowing something's going to happen, that sounds like some kind of early psychic.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
Events.
And you know, so like that I'm looking feels at this. Totally separate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like now, maybe because he has these abilities, that first thing happened that kind of started bringing on some of, maybe it was an opening to it, like it's calling him to become, you know, more aware of things. And so therefore it kind of opened up something in him to be able to hear this stuff. It sounds like, you know, what we hear from psychics when they tell us they know something's going to happen or they know why that happened or they have these feelings. Like he said, like, it was an energy feeling. It was heavy on me as if somebody was putting, you know, a poncho on or a blanket on me. I could feel it like that. And we have psychics tell us that it's more than just a feeling. Like sometimes they actually get a headache. They feel sick. You know, they've got all this energy that's going kind of vaulting through them. And so I just don't know that he doesn't have some psychic abilities that are showing up now and then.
It kind of feels like that. And then the thing with the lamp, I thought was full-on paranormal. I don't know what the hell that was.
That was something too. But it feels like he's got these abilities and he's able to kind of hear things that are kind of trying to get his attention. And it might have been, sometimes we say, why are they mimicking his parents or something? Maybe they weren't particularly mimicking his parents. He turned it so it sounded like his parents, so he could comfortably hear it. Does that make sense? I think sometimes we do things so that we aren't as afraid.
But I also think that's why, if there really truly is such a thing as a mimicking spirit or that kind of mimicking doppelganger sort of thing, I think it is to present in a friendlier way. So you will get up. It's mom. It's dad. You know,
but
they always feel
to
that,
know.
That shit feels kind of evil to me because it's like, it's almost like it's trying to trick you into something.
But I think the opposite could be true too. Like, I think there can be that. So you have to be careful. And it must have been that with him at that time, though, now that you mention it, because he didn't go there.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing with the child spirit. Yes, I believe there are child children ghosts, whatever. There are kid ghosts. I believe that. But I also believe there are things that pretend to be ghosts of children. So then you let your guard down and you're like, it's a child. It's
you feel bad.
Me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So damn dark-eyed kids crap.
Yeah.
You know, and they just trick you. They get in there.
I just wonder if this whole thing has some psychic abilities that are filtering through. And he's not, it's not happening all the time. He's not, trying to nurture them. I just have a feeling, Robert, that you yourself have some psychic abilities. You're seeing things that are going to happen. I've had that happen to me before too, where I think, oh my God, I just saw that in a dream, and here it is happening right now. And I know the next thing that's going to be said, but I have a feeling just if you put all these things together, that maybe there's something there.
Absolutely. And I would like to hear the story that happened to his mother with this psychic. I think he called her a fortune teller.
I like a good 1960s mid-century modern paranormal story.
Fortune teller story. Because we don't get much from fortune tellers these days.
Well, mid-century modern, right?
And maybe fortune tellers should come back.
Maybe
if somebody started, instead of marketing yourself as a psychic, market yourself as a fortune teller. People might be intrigued by that. Well, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we would love that. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can always become a premium subscriber. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.